Man, we need to be praying for our nation as a whole, because there's a lot of division that's going on. And we've got a few in the government that are trying to bring it together. We've got a few in the government that are trying to bring it apart. I think God is in control, so we need to trust Him, right? And we're thankful that we're here. Today is a special day. We have the Weil family that's here, and they can be seen and heard at the Flying W Chuck Wagon down in Colorado Springs. That is now open back up. The 10th of July will be one of their first shows. So you'll get not really a taste of what they're doing down there, but you can hear the is for your regular tithes and offerings. If you have designated your funds for the concert, you can go ahead and drop that in there in the black box. But if you have just some money that you want to give to the family here, we would love for you to do that. There's a green box. It's neon green. It's pretty easy to spot. Just throw that love offering in there as well. No passing of the plates. We just want to remind you that if you're looks like we're doing pretty good family-wise. Just keep your distance and appreciate the space that people do have. We're slowly opening up, and we're looking forward to the time that we can be all together at all times. Our deacons had talked about a date, and it'll be in a couple of months, that we'll have everything opened as far as that. But we're kind of just watching the numbers keep going up and down and things like that. So the governor hasn't given us a completely open leash yet, but we're thankful that we can be in the house of the Lord anyway, and we're looking forward to that. Let's pray, and then we'll introduce the Weil family, and they will come and sing for us. Glory to the Lord. Father, we're just so grateful today that we have the opportunity to be in your house. We're thankful that we could enjoy a celebration of our country. Last night, there was a lot of fireworks, and people were just taking the time to just celebrate our nation's birthday. And we're thankful for the country that we live in. We're thankful the freedoms and that we enjoy that sometimes we take for granted, and we don't want to do that. The scripture says, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord." And we want to honor you today with the music and the messages that will be shared. We want to lift you up. We want to exalt your name. And we're thankful that we can be here together to enjoy such a time as this. And we just look forward to it. We pray this now in Christ's precious name. Amen. All right. We're going to go ahead and introduce the Weil family. Seth and Aaron, our brothers. Aaron was with us, what was that, about a year and a half ago? Yeah. And so you got a glimpse of him. But Seth and Cassie and Aaron are coming, and Jesse is with us as well. Welcome, guys. Thank you, guys.
Our first tune here. Here we go.
1, 2, 3. Now, brother, read the Bible when you're weary and blue. Don't you read the Bible, brother? Every word is true. Take your troubles to the Book of Life and pray. Read the Bible every day.
Joshua and David had their worries, had their troubles in the day, but they knew no harm could ever become them. Down to pray.
And now, brother, read the Bible when you're weary and blue. Don't you read the Bible, brother? Every word is true. Take your troubles to the Book of Life and pray. Read the Bible every day.
Come on now.
Don't sin begin to overtake you, and don't Satan's at the door. Read the book, and there you'll find the answer. And sin will trouble you no more.
Oh, now, sister,
read the Bible when you're weary and through.
Don't you read
the Bible, sister, every word is true. Take your troubles to the book of life and pray. Read the Bible every day.
Come on now.
Let the rock of ages be your altar. Read a chapter every day. Lift your eyes up to the skies above you, and kneel right down and start to pray.
Now, children,
read the Bible when you're weary and blue.
Don't you read
the Bible, children? Every word is true. Take your troubles to the book of life and pray. Read the Bible every day.
Thank you. Thank you very much this morning, and a special thank you to Pastor Dennis over here for allowing us to be here this morning. It is so good to be in the house of the Lord this morning.
Amen.
In the house of the Lord. Praise God that we have the freedoms to be able to do so. This morning, I'd like to, he was given all those names. Let's go ahead and put those names to faces this morning. I am Seth, my little brother, and he's always going to be my little brother right back here. Aaron Weil over here, my wife Cassie Weil, and another Weil,
a wild
person right over here, Jesse, on the bass this morning.
He creates his own atmosphere.
He's an adopted Weil this morning. Jesse Friesen from Friesen. From Wichita, Kansas. Good to have him up on bass this morning. We have just a, I don't want to belabor it with a bunch of talking this morning. We'll get the talking out of the way a little bit later. So back to some music. But I just wanted to preface this next song. It's called Who Will Go to America? My wife and I were asked to sing for the governor's prayer breakfast years ago back up in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. And the governor overheard us. We were just working on a new song that we had never done before. And he said, could you do that at the dinner this evening? He had a big dinner that the city was going to put on for the governor. He said, could you do that song this evening? He said, I really appreciate the words to that song. And it's always just been one of our favorites that we like to put in. And the words speak out about us needing to be able to let God work through us towards the world around us. So many times we let other people do that for us, or we pay missionaries to do that. We put other people on the line, but what do we do with our own lives? Who will go back to America and preach to the people that are right here in our own neighborhoods? Who's going to be the one to voice what God would have us to be? And what the Bible says, someday Jesus Christ will return. What have we done in the meantime? Who will go to America? I'd like to also introduce my sister-in-law, Melissa Weil. She's going to come up and sing this with us as well.
Thank you. Are you? Oh, okay. Liz is coming? We got to put her on a chair. She takes after me.
She's not as tall as Jesse.
No. I'm just tall because I have boots on. Relative being like 5'5" or something like that. So we're going to do a song that is fairly new. My wife and Elizabeth are going to sing with me on this one. And this is a Zach Williams and Dolly Parton song. They did a duet on this song. And it's called There Was Jesus. And this song talks about plans that we have, you know, for ourselves that, you know, we grow up having these plans. We're going to go into college. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. We're going to do this. And sometimes God says, no, I got this for you instead, you know. And it doesn't always happen that way, but with us it did. Did it not? We had a pretty crazy upbringing. We were on the road since we were 12, and still on the road, pretty much. So, but we're going to go ahead and sing this song, and it's called There Was Jesus. Every time I try to make it on my own, every time I try to stand, I start to fall. And all those lonely roads that I have traveled on, there was Jesus. When the life I built came crashing to the ground, when the friends I had were nowhere to be found, I couldn't see it then, but I can see it now. There was Jesus.
valleys, in the shadows of the alleys.
Tune that was written by some friends of ours from back in Ohio, the Marshalls, and this tune speaks about God's holiness still. Just to reiterate, I think every single Christian knows God is still on the throne, amen? God still cares about us, amen? God has not left us alone. God has not thrown us out here in the middle of what all of a sudden seems like a crazy jungle and a wilderness of uncertainty. And sometimes we feel like we don't know our way anymore. Maybe it's simply because we don't know God as much as we used to. Maybe we've let go of our devotion time. Maybe we've let go of our prayer life. Maybe we've let go of being together in Christian circles. Again, I want to reiterate, it's so good to be in the house of the Lord with other believers this morning. God loves us, and God continues to keep us and hold us and to lift us up. Like the pastor said this morning, blessed is the nation who what?
His God is the Lord.
Is he still our Lord? Amen. He is. And he is still on the throne, and he is still as holy as he ever has been. And he still cares for us. This song is called God is Still Holy.
Our God is holy forever. lift up your head, for our redemption draws still near. Jesus, our Lord, is ever dear. He shall return, victor o'er all, just like He said. God is still holy. God is still pure. His name is perfect. His word is sure. Nothing shall ever stain His righteousness. Nothing shall ever mar His holiness. Our God is holy forever and ever. He will endure.
Nothing shall ever stain His
nothing shall ever mar His holiness. Our God is holy forever and ever. He will endure.
The pastor had asked me to bring a quick challenge, and I promise I'll make it quick this morning. So we want to get back to that music. But I just wanted to talk this morning on God's faithfulness as well as His care for us. Like I had just mentioned, we do live in a very strange world, but it's still the same world that we were living in a year ago, and it was strange back then. Because ever since Adam and Eve, there's been a curse upon this world, and we live underneath that curse. But God says He will send His Son someday, amen? And He's going to whisk us home to glory and make things perfect. But until then, He wants us to endure what we have to live with, but He gives us so many blessings. All those blessings that come down from above are directly out of God's hands, and He knows exactly what we need right when we need it. And I have to remind myself of that all the time. It's amazing how you get into something and you feel like it's a good thing to get into, and you got to do whatever you got to do to keep your family to survive, but everything is just going wrong all the time. The devil's really good at making things go wrong. And he throws all those fiery darts at us constantly. But God is bigger and better and stronger than any of those darts. And He is also a lot more powerful than what we give Him credit on a day-to-day basis. We fail to let God be God in our lives because we feel like we got to do it ourselves. When we set back and let God take control, things work out so much better. If we are allowing ourselves to be so full of our own pride, things just don't work. And I'm afraid that's where we are. I was thinking yesterday, what is it, 244? 244 years is this great country of America. Praise the Lord for it. I want to see many, many, many more years of a great America until God takes us home. But inside of that time, are we going to just sit around and fold up our hands and act like nothing bad's going on? Well, it's raging around us, but it's been raging around believers ever since the world began. America, if we're going to truly have a strong foundation, it needs to return to the foundation that it was built on many, many years ago. Many people can disagree all they want to that America wasn't founded on biblical principles, but it certainly was. Have you ever been to D.C.? Who's been here? Have been to D.C.? Have you looked around those monuments in D.C.? Those words weren't just thrown up there. Those were words that those people that were memorialized in those monuments actually said, and those are people that started this country together. Now, I don't want to get too political about it. I want to focus on what they were talking about. They were talking about a foundation and Jesus Christ, our Savior. They had different words for it, providence, almighty, many different references to God. But if we're going to truly live a life that is centered around God, we need to have God as the what? The center, right in the middle. So this morning, just a few verses we'll go through. There is a clock up there. You're a good patch. You got a clock up there, so I'll pay attention to it. A big one. I see that. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 23 says, "Take heed unto yourselves, lest you forget the covenant of the Lord your God, which he made with you, and make with a graven image all the likeness of anything which the Lord thy God hath forbidden thee." So, talking about the Israelites, such a great picture of who we are now. The Israelites, how many times did they fail? And they failed God constantly. But God remained their God throughout it. But the very beginning of that verse says, "Take heed unto yourselves, lest you forget." Christian, this morning, let's not forget. Let's not forget who our God is. Let's not forget who God's Son is, Jesus Christ. Let's not forget where our strength and our power comes from. It doesn't come from the government. It doesn't come from even the president. It doesn't come, yet they've got a lot of stuff going for them. They got a lot of power under their belt. They're not more powerful than God. We need to focus on God and let God take care of the rest that comes down below it. And we need to be praying very, very diligently and very hard that the right people get put into office. My goodness, do we need to pray. But Christian, when we pray, are we just throwing up words, or are we truly believing that it's going to somebody that's going to make a difference, God Almighty himself, that will provide for us a way? So there's prayers and there's supplications. Can anybody, I'm going to throw it out, y'all can speak too. I don't have to be the only one speaking this morning. What are supplications? Tell somebody, define supplications for me this morning. I know you know it. What's a supplication? It's a prayer for God to supply the needs that we have. Christian, this morning, I don't know if you've noticed. If you're like me, you've turned off the news because, oh my goodness, it just disappoints you every time it turns on. Turn off the news. But I don't know if you've noticed, we need a lot of supplications to go up. Today, start today. Get on your knees. And those of you that can't get on your knees, sit on your rear end. I don't care how it happens. But give those supplications to God today that he would supply what we need. What do we need? Oh my goodness, we need a lot. And God is going to give it to us, but he wants us to ask first. You know, my kids need all sorts of things. But sometimes I'm so busy about everything else that unless they come up and ask me, like my middle daughter came up and asked me, "Daddy, I just need a hug." So I gave her a hug. I didn't know she needed a hug. Until she asked me, I didn't know. When we ask God, he does know. But he waits for us to speak our voice to him and ask to supply those needs. This morning, Americans, this morning, Christian, put it that way. When was the last time you asked God for supplications for something else besides something that you wanted or needed? What about the supply of the needs of the people around us? And maybe I'm not even just talking about the people in your congregation. This world needs God in a big way. And they need Jesus Christ in a big way. They need salvation. They're looking all over for it. Maybe you can be the one that facilitates that in their life. Let's go to Joshua, still in the Old Testament. Joshua chapter 4, verse 4 through 7 says, "Then Joshua called the 12 whom he had prepared of the children of Israel, out of every tribe a man. And Joshua said unto them, Pass over before the ark of the Lord your God into the midst of the Jordan." Does anybody know where we're talking about right here? The Israelites are going back not to take over the promised land, but to reclaim. This was a reclamation project, to reclaim the land that was given to them by inheritance many, many years before they went down to Egypt and kind of threw it away. They're going back to reclaim this. And they're going to cross the Jordan, and something major is going to happen here. You know the story, right? God splits that water once again. And, you know, I've been in that valley many times and watched the Jordan River flow. I've even baptized some people in the Jordan River. And I was thinking, if God just stopped that water, there's still water coming from the other end. What happened to it? it just kept going up and up. I can only imagine how high it went up. All those people from miles around saw this huge, I can only imagine how high that pillar of water must have been. They were seeing God work that day. They were seeing something they had never seen before, the power of God. Anyhow, so they cross over, the ark crosses over, and to make the verses short here, they cross over and he asked those 12 people to do what with some stones? Make an altar, make a memorial so they remember what happened. All those people that watched it, saw it, but generation after generation, if you don't make a memorial about it, you're going to forget. Memorials are important. I think that's probably why people like to tear them down. They don't want to remember some things. It's good to remember some things. But Christian, what about you in your life this morning? To end out this challenge, what has God done in your life? When you get to that point where you feel all is lost, everything is just not going your way, and I just don't see the hand of God in my life anymore, well, remember back on some other times where you did see the hand of God in your life. And get your life back into the course that whatever it was that was back then when God was using you. Maybe you need to get back on your knees again. Maybe you need to dust your Bible off and get it off the shelf and start reading it again. Maybe you need to start having Jesus Christ's power in your life a little more. Jesus Christ was the one that rose from the grave. He had power over the grave. He had power over death. That's the power I want to plug into. We have some really good friends up here that allowed us to plug into. They let Aaron and Melissa borrow a big, humongous RV. And you all know who you are. And it has this big, humongous generator in it. And we went 4 days without any power, but we plugged into the generator so that we would have some power for our RV as well. It powered both of them. In other words, Christian, if we all plug into Jesus, he's got enough power for all of us at all times. And I think sometimes we let the generator of our heart run out of fuel and we forget where we need to refuel it from. We forget where we need to plug it back into. We forget that Jesus Christ is the one that put this all together. Let's get back on the course. Let's let God be God in our life once again. And let's remember those times that God was. There's a generation coming up. I've got 4 kids. It's hard for me. When I was here in this church the last time, I didn't have any kids. Wow, things change. I've got 4 kids. There's a generation coming up that they need to see it coming from your mouth. Each and every one of you, male and female alike, how God has worked in your life. They need to hear your stories. They need to see your stories, your joy in the Lord. What's that Sunday school? I got the joy, 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 joy down in my
heart.
Down in my
heart.
Down in my
heart.
I got the very good down in my heart. Down in my heart too.
Stay.
All right, Christian, let it stay and let it bubble over and let it be something that the next generation comes along and says, I remember that memorial when Grandma so-and-so talked to me about this, and Grandpa so-and-so, and Uncle so-and-so, and Aunt so-and-so, and Mom and Dad, and this and that, I saw God work in their life. Unless we see those memorials and then continue to allow those memorials to be something, we've forgotten. And we go back to, what is it back here, Deuteronomy? Take heed unto yourselves, lest ye forget the covenant of the Lord. Christian, don't forget what God's done in your life. And let others around you know what God's done in your life. You're living and breathing this morning. That's a good thing. That's something that God's doing in your life this morning. Sometimes we ignore even the most simplest of things. God is good. And God is good all the time. Let's let him be God in our life. Turn off the news and turn on the book of whatever. There's so many books. How many books in the Bible? 60? Read them. And find out what God can do for you this morning. All right, let me get the musicians back up. Okay, as you get plugged back in, we wanted to do a special song this morning that was written by a good dear friend of ours, not just in the gospel genre, but also in the cowboy western genre as well. You might know her, Kate Taylor Warren. She's sitting right over there, not to just pick out anybody, but we wanted to do one of her awesome songs this morning. And It's been a while since I've done it, Kate, so I hope I'm getting the lyrics right. You can come up and kick me if I don't.
I'll kick.
But this is called Empty Cot. She kind of took an old Gene Autry tune, talking about the cowboys in the bunkhouse after one of their pards has passed away, and talking about them. And then she was adding in the understanding that without Jesus Christ in our life, we won't get to see those parts again. But if we have folks in our life that know Jesus Christ as their Savior, it doesn't matter that they passed on. Their legacy can remain in our heart, and someday, in glory, we'll get to see them again. But it's only through the shed blood of Jesus Christ that we get to see that. Jesus, again, is the most important thing. Here's Empty Cot. Let's see if I get it right.
There's an empty cot in the bunkhouse tonight. There's a pinto's head bending low. His birds and shacks hang on the wall. Limpy's gone where the good cowboys go. Someday I'll ride my last trail. Someday I'll ford my last stream. Someday the memories of life will grow dim, like the scenes of a fast-fading dream. I'll be leaving some good friends behind me, who will mourn and cry when I go, as I take my last ride across the great divide. There's something I want them to know. There'll be an empty cot in the bunkhouse tonight, but its owner will be happy and free. I'll be riding to glory to be with my Jesus, who died on the cross for me. Jesus, who died on the cross to pay my sin debt for me. No matter if you lived a good life, no matter if you lived it well, this can't be ignored. You must know the Lord. There'll be some good cowboys in hell. There'll be an empty cot in the bunkhouse tonight, but its owner will be happy and free. I'll be riding to glory.
I'll be riding to glory,
riding to glory,
with my Jesus
who died on the cross for me.
Can you introduce us?
What is it?
Sam,
sir.
You forgot the instrumental.
Oh! We're going to do an instrumental. So once in a while, we just like to get crazy
once
in a while. We are wilds, after all, right? No, wilds, but we're going to do a song. I usually sing this one, but we've been practicing about 2 weeks, about 5 days a week for the show down here in Colorado Springs, and so we're kind of a little... You know what I mean? You ever had one of those days?
I have no idea how to spell that, but that is definitely how we are.
And it's not in the dictionary, but we're going to do a song called I Saw the Light. Yeah, and it goes like this. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Thank you.
always plays it too fast for me, and I can't keep up with it.
Well, we're big fans of Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver. I don't know if any of you ever heard of them, but they're a
they did now.
Great gospel bluegrass group down in the Tennessee area. And we're going to do a song that they did that we really love, and it's called Sail On Toward Home. G, right?
Jesse's never played this before, so this will be
I've never played much of these songs.
You're doing good. You're doing good.
We just invited him along.
Sailing on to the home in heaven, tossing out on the mighty heat. Thin waves covered our tiny vessel, and the billows round us sweep. All through the night we toiled and struggled, waiting for the coming of eternal dawn. On the winds of Bible air and whisper, don't give up my child, sail on. Sail on, the temple's great to sail on, the wind so high. Keep your sights low on heaven, out of your home up in the sky. The wild boat's tossed and driven, our strength is almost gone. We can hear the master gently whisper, don't give up my child, sail on. Hear the message every whisper, don't give up my child, sail on, sail on, sail on.
B flat. All right. Well, we grew up, Seth and I grew up on the old hymns, and we love them. They say so much. And so, to believers sitting here with us today, I don't know if you guys use the hymnal or put them up on the screen, but my little challenge to every church we go to is don't ever stop singing the hymns. And so we're going to do one that's our favorite. I'm losing my voice already. We're going to do one that's one of my favorites, and it's called How Great Thou Art. It goes like this.
O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hand have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great. in God, His Son not sparing, sent Him to die. I scarce can take it in that on the cross.
Completely finish, and I am going to spring one on the group. I hope you're okay with this. No, not you. Why not?
No.
I
should have. I cannot.
That's a great idea.
No.
All right.
Not for them.
He's afraid he's going to lose his voice.
I already lost it.
We wanted to do, since yesterday, 244 years, we did want to do God Bless America this morning. But if we could all stand and use those lungs as hard as we can this morning, we need your help. Invoking God to continue to bless America. When you look back at what in history is called the greatest generation after World War II, what they went through to give us some freedoms that kept it away from America, I want us to realize that some of the greatest music as well came out of this era. And inside of that, it was pulling down God's blessings upon us. Anytime this was sung, can you imagine back in a day, maybe some of y'all can, when it was on the radio that people were invoking God's blessings on America? But this morning, let's use our voice to reach as far as we can And I know that God can hear us when we don't even use our voice. But how much more powerful when we're all together singing to God to bless this nation that we're in today. I want to see it to continue on to be for my kids as well. Let's sing with all our might, God Bless America, this morning.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her. Wide with foam. God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my home sweet home.
One more time. We wanted to do a Dale and Roy tune before we head out. Happy trails to you. And we're good friends with their oldest daughter, Cheryl Rogers Barnett. And she was showing, and you know, we used to do this with circuit riders as well. We did the Sunday school version that Dale Evans wrote that a lot of people don't know she put in there. Happy trails to you. Thanks again for having us out here at Airport Road.
Trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds when we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to we meet again.
Some trails are happy while others are blue. It is the way you ride the trail that counts. Here's a happy one for you.
Happy trails to you. It's been great to say hello and to share with you the joy I've come to know. It started on the day that we met Jesus. When he comes into our hearts, he really frees us for a life that's new. So happy trails to you.
Pastor Dennis, thank you.
Amen. That was good, wasn't it? If you would like to leave an offering outside in the foyer, there's a green box that says, I think it says concert offering or something like that. I can't remember. But that's the box that you should do that. And we're looking forward to just a time of fellowship. There's a table straight back as well. It's got some caramels, some CDs, some wrist bracelet, things like that. I think Melissa's out there and tell you exactly what you can do there if you would like to buy some of those products, all right? But do be in prayer for these guys as they're going to be singing every night down in Colorado Springs. We're a little bit of more of a cowboy flavor, but we are certainly glad that we got the chance to hear from you today. Thank you for making this a God-honoring and just a wonderful concert so we could just rejoice in the Lord as you go home. Make sure that you take care of yourselves this week. Make sure you continue to pray for America, pray for our leaders, pray for our land, and we want God to bless America, and we certainly need that. Wednesday night at 6:30, we're going to be here for our Wednesday night prayer and Bible study, so we'd love to have you come. We're using the fellowship hall door back there as well. So let's have a word of prayer, and then we'll head off to our homes and do a little fellowshipping here. Father, we're just thankful that music has been given as a gift from God to us, and it was used in a way today that I pray that it honored and glorified you. Lord Jesus, we're so thankful that we have Jesus in our heart, that we could express our souls in different ways. As we're encouraged to remember the past, as we're encouraged to see those memorials in a way that remind us of even sometimes where we failed, that we can make some changes along the way. These reminders are helpful to us that we see those stones, as Israel did. We see statues around that help us to remember the past and help us to move forward into the future as well. I pray for our people this week. You would keep them safe. Help us to be able to shine our light in the world this week, that we might glow for Jesus this week. Father, I pray you would just use this day for your glory as well. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you all. Thank you for coming up.